Hey everybody, it's Britt, lead pastor at Sunridge. Welcome back to our teaching podcast. You know, we are on a mission here at Sunridge to help people find and follow Jesus. We believe in the good news that Jesus welcomes all, regardless of how far you feel from God. That means we're a great starting point to explore Christianity or to sink your spiritual roots deep as a devoted Jesus follower. If you'd like to know more about us, just check out our website at sunridgechurch.org. And of course, we'd love to have you drop in anytime for a visit to learn and worship along with us. And now, here's our teaching for this week. So welcome, Sunridgers and honored guests, to our Christmas Eve service here at Sunridge. We're here to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And, you know, it's the real Christmas story. But before I jump into that, I want you guys to help me settle a debate in my household. It has to do with the decorating of the Christmas tree. So I want to know, does the tree have to be perfect? Yeah. Or can it reflect the cooperative work of the family? You know, does your tree have to look like it just came from a Pottery Barn? Or does it look like it went through a tinsel tornado? You know, is decorating a tree in your house orchestrated by the master of decor? Or is it a free-for-all? So how many of you have perfect tree? How many of you, cooperative effort of chaos in your house? Okay. So another question. Do you have certain ornaments that always have to be at the back of the tree and others that get front and center every year? And then last question, who's the final word on the tree at your house? Is it mom or is it dad? How many it's mom? Wow, how many it's dad? Okay, I was hoping that you guys could save my marriage in some way, but you have not been a help to me at all. So, you know, there are four biographies of Jesus, of his life in the New Testament. Only two mention his birth. And Brittany read from one of them, from the Gospel of Luke. And there's a lot in that record that she just read about the birth of Jesus, but I want to point out just one thing, just one thing. Who was told about Jesus first? When God came in human form, Emmanuel, God among us, to demonstrate once and for all his love for humanity, who did he send his angels to? Was it to kings, presidents, world leaders, celebrities, pastors? Who was the angel sent to? Shepherds. Why is that significant? Because in the first century, shepherds were considered a very low class of people. They were uneducated. They were nomadic in their lifestyle, which was kind of like first century version of homeless. They were considered dirty, part of the criminal element. And they were seen as uncouth and unblessed by God. They were considered so unreliable that they weren't even allowed to testify in court. That is, their word was considered worthless. That's how meaningless a shepherd was. But the angel went to them first. Social outcasts. People that had no chance to rise. People that didn't count. Sinners, as the Pharisees would have called them. They were seen as some of the lowest on God's list, and God put them first. That's God's value system, by the way. Jesus declared this of himself in Matthew 9:13, "For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And if you're familiar with the Gospels, you know that he was both known as, and maybe better or more appropriately, accused of being a friend of sinners. And we hope here at Sunridge Community Church that we can emulate that same spirit toward people. Regardless of where you're coming from, you're welcome here. That means if you're coming from another church and you're still just checking things out in different churches, or if you're a devout Christian, or even if you thought that if you came in this building that somehow God's judgment would collapse it upon you, you're welcome here. You're welcome here if you're married, whether you're single or divorced. You're welcome here if you're skeptical of organized religion. I want you to know that we welcome Republicans here and Democrats. We love soccer moms and tree huggers. You're welcome here whether you support our mission here at Sunridge financially or you just spent the last of your Christmas bonus on your addiction. And I want you to know that we offer a special welcome to those of you who are searching for God. Maybe you had religion shoved down your throat as a kid, or you could just use a prayer today, or you just came only because your mother really wanted you to. You're welcome here, because God sent his angel to the shepherds first. But Jesus' coming wasn't just about acceptance. The angel told the shepherds that they were more than merely accepted. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." So the angel here talked about a Messiah, the anointed one, someone that would come and lead the people. But this Messiah would also be a Savior, someone who would interact with human beings at their greatest vulnerability, their greatest weakness, their biggest need. And remember that God said that he sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save it. So maybe he announced the arrival of his son not to the religious elite first, but to the shepherds, because they most of all knew they needed saving. You see, God leans toward the broken, not away. And Christianity is the only religion that doesn't require you to clean up your act before you join. Jesus often said things like this, "I came for the sick, because after all, it's not the well who need a doctor." He said, as a good shepherd, he would leave the 99 sheep just to go to find the one lost sheep. And he called his ragtag group of followers his disciples and sometimes his friends. That's why the angel called this good news. Good news that will cause great joy for all the people. The coming of Jesus is good news for everyone, even shepherds. God isn't searching for perfect people in the world, and he doesn't demand strong faith, just genuine faith. And heaven isn't filled with perfect people, just humble people who realized that they needed a Savior and accepted the gift that God gave them. That's why after the announcement, the angel was joined by a great company of angels, hundreds or thousands or perhaps tens of thousands, all singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Why? Because God wanted to do this. He didn't have to do it. As the Apostle Paul called it, it was his gift, the free gift of salvation. Now, there are two ways to respond to this gift. If you're still on the fence about Jesus, still exploring, you would call yourself an agnostic or someone who's still kicking the tires, you need to do what the shepherds did. And I don't know if you noticed it when Britt read it, but they didn't immediately say, "Okay, sign me up." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." So number one, they went to see for themselves. And that's what a lot of us that are in this room have done. We push past the stereotypes, the things that misrepresent Jesus in the world, and we found the real Jesus. And some of you, as I mentioned, you've been turned off by religion or had religion shoved down your throat or experienced church hurt. And maybe you just need to start over and take a fresh look at the real Jesus. Maybe you need to dump that baggage and explore Jesus for yourself, to rediscover or discover for the first time who the real Jesus is. And you'll find that the Jesus in the Gospels isn't about organized religion, but a relationship. By the way, on January 12th, a few Sundays from now, We're going to be launching a series here on the Gospel of John, which is one of the four biographies of Jesus' life. And in it, over 6 months, it'll take us into the middle of the summer, we're going to rediscover or discover for the first time who the real Jesus is in the gospel. And then on the Sunday before that, on January 5th, we're going to have Professor Joe Sluniker from Cal Baptist University here in Riverside, Old Testament professor, who is going to bring these ancient scrolls and things that he has, and he's gonna tell us about how we got the Bible. And it's gonna bolster your confidence in what you read as scripture, the reliability of the Bible. The second way that we can respond to the good news is with a profound sense of gratitude toward God and generosity toward our fellow man. God chose to announce the gospel to a bunch of uncouth shepherds. And I don't know about you, but that creates gratitude in my heart. I can only speak for myself when I say I certainly wasn't on the good list when I came to Jesus. My card was stamped naughty. So I'm grateful that Jesus found me. But it should also generate in us a generous spirit toward others, because if God sent his son to me, a modern day stinky old shepherd, then as one of his own today, don't we owe it to ourselves to show the same generosity toward others, even stinky shepherds? Look at what the shepherds did after they found the Christ child. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. That is, Luke says they spread the word. And you say, Britt, does that mean they went around talking about Jesus? Yeah, they did. But I'm interested in how they did it. I'm going to ask the band to come back up, and while they do, I want to tell you how they did it. Luke said that their words overflowed from what was in their hearts. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be more like the shepherds. I'd like to every day be surprised that God chose to find me, and that he chose to use me to tell of his glory to others, to live my life in a way that glorifies and praises what he's done, and to tell others about what I've seen and heard of Jesus in my life, to tell others about the good news that can be great joy for them. That would make a pretty awesome Christmas, don't you think? Merry Christmas, Sunridge.
Hey everybody, it's Britt again. Thanks for listening. If you need something, if you have a question, or you'd just like us to pray for you, you can reach us through email, info@sunridgechurch.org. We hope you'll listen in again next week, but in the meantime, keep helping people find and follow Jesus.